Hey, I'm producer Jim from Around the House with Eric G. I work with Eric every day, so trust me when I say he's got the best home improvement tips on YouTube. He'll teach you how to fix your house, save money, and avoid those oops moments, like the time he almost glued himself to a countertop. Seriously, if you own a home or just like watching a guy who might set off the smoke detector, you need to subscribe to at Around the House Eric G. Because if Eric's not helping you, I guarantee he's breaking something, and you don't want to miss that. You won't be disappointed. Welcome to Around the House with Eric G., your go-to source for everything home improvement. Whether you're a DIY enthusiast or just looking to make your space shine, Eric G is here to guide you through the latest tips, tricks, and trends. So grab your toolbox, put on your thinking cap, and let's get to work right here on Around the House with Eric G.
Welcome to the Around the House Show, the next generation of home improvement. I'm Eric G. Thanks for joining me today. This is our midweek update. This is the show that we do in the middle of the week that doesn't cover the stuff we did last weekend, of course. Not this weekend as well. And I tell you what, I have a busy week this week. And this weekend, I will say we will have a best of show from 2023 airing. Probably our last one for a while. I am in the middle of moving. And you know how much everybody loves moving out of their house. My house closes on Friday. So I've got to get the last of the garage. And I tell you what, packing up that garage, getting it organized, and getting it dialed in. So when I move into the new place, it's all ready to go. It's worth the time. And here's how I've been doing it. So if you got to move in your future and you got a lot of tools, here's what I did. Of course, I fit everything into my toolboxes. I've got four large toolboxes. And what I did is I packed everything nicely into those. It can fit into those, not overstuffed. And then what we're doing today is we're going to be shrink wrapping those. And then thanks to our friends over at Enterprise Rental Truck, we're renting one of those today because I wanted something with a lift gate. My buddy Ty and I, years ago moving, him helping me move, we ended up trying to push up those ramps. And it just doesn't work with toolboxes well. So we're going to do the old move the toolboxes with the liftgate truck, which will make it so much easier. Doing that today. And then for packing up all the things that you saw in the studio on the wall, I just kept going to Home Depot and buying those $9 totes, the 27-gallon ones. And that and a label maker, you can stack those things up 7-8 high, no problem, as long as you're not overloading those with weight. Makes storage so much easier on a temporary basis, so much better than cardboard boxes. They're going to hold up. Around our parts here in the Pacific Northwest, especially over the wintertime, if you're on the western side of the states, it's not fun. Cardboard boxes and storage units, unless it's heated, get a little damp. And they don't work well, so they get a little wonky on you. So those totes will do a better job of keeping everything safe, keeping them clean, and keeping the tools in the proper places. So that's going to be a lot better off there. So working on that, and got a walkthrough with the homeowner, new homeowner of my place tomorrow, which I'm looking forward to. Walk them through, show them the home tech, all the little pieces that work. And I got to give a shout out here because, of course, you have that inspection list that comes through. And there were two things I already had. There's two windows that I knew that we had seals that had sketchy, looked like they were failing, so we ended up replacing those. I had ordered those before even the offer was put in. So we got those put in. Got to trim those out this morning real quick, but that won't take long. And then really, yesterday, my friends over at Pyramid Heating and Cooling, love those guys. They are the ones that, they're in Portland, Oregon area where I am, and they're over in Bend, Oregon. So all of our friends over there, take a listen to these guys. They're great people. They went down and did some re-insulation of the ducting down below. And today I've got to get the crawl space cleaned out, looking perfect with the work that's been done down there. Bloom Pest Control and Crawl Space Services is coming over. My great friends, I have worked with these guys like my friends over at Pyramid Heating and Cooling for years. They are just my go-to people. And they're going to be going down there, taking a look. They needed to write a report on a beam that had some rot years ago. It's fine. I know it. I've poked at it. I've looked at it. A little bit of surface area where 30 years ago, there was a water heater above it before they moved it. And they'll get their report on that. Not worried about that at all, because it's, again, not a big deal. It just got wet a long time ago, but it hasn't dry rotted or anything like that since. So it's in good shape. And then dialing in the plastic and stuff down there, making sure that vapor barrier is right where it needs to be, replacing some of it. And I'm having them do it because I tell you what, that crawl space, not fun. It's about 28 to 30 inches high in the low spots. And there's a couple areas where it's about 4 feet, which is nice. But the other stuff, you're just on your hands and knees or army crawling in a Tyvek suit, and it can get tough down there. But thanks to those guys for coming in for a pinch for me and getting that stuff taken care of, and really appreciate those guys. They're great. And then got a lot coming on. So we got this. We're not going to have a show this weekend just because I've been in the middle of moving. I had moved to the main production studio, but just getting everything out of the house and getting everything done over there. Did not have time to do the radio show this weekend and podcast, but that's okay. We've got Johnny and I are actually doing some revamping on the show a little bit. We're going to do a little bit different stuff here to get stuff cleaned up or ready to rock where we want it. And that's going to be super exciting because we're a little refresh on the show to get things more fresh for you guys. You'll hear some different stuff here next weekend. Nothing big, but just going to make it just a little better for you. It's time to do that upgrade, and we're going to be working through that, getting that dialed in. We've had some sound issues the last month or so. I've got some solutions for that, and we're just going to be taking it up to the next level, which I enjoy. And then my next thing is making sure my address has changed with the millions of people that send me stuff out there. I'm in the middle of that, so I appreciate you guys. And hey, one thing too, even though the government shutdown's been going on, there have been some recalls to take a look at. If you've got little ones, lots of baby things on the recall list, toys and clothes and that kind of stuff. But there are two power banks that are out there. There's an ECR Halo Lock wireless power bank, about 19,000. And they had actually recalled previously 24,000. And so that's up there. And then EcoFlow, which I like that company. Their Delta Max 2000 power stations due to risk of burn injury and fire hazard. They have a free repair in the form of a firmware update. There's about 25,000 of them out there. So take a look at that. And the Tempo USA recalls Ambiano electric pressure cookers due to serious burn hazard, sold on Aldi. And that's the big ones this week. So be real careful, guys, out there. These things, especially those pressure cookers, those can be pretty dangerous if those go sideways. So just be careful with that. And then, man, I tell you what, I am looking forward to a weekend of a little R&R. So it's going to be great. No projects. And it's going to be nice to get myself a little bit of a break. Been busting on this house for 6 years. And I am crossing the finish line. And I know you've heard me talk about it. And I'm looking forward to the next project because that's going to be a lot of fun. Hey, if you want to hear about something in the show that we haven't talked about, make sure and jump over to the website, aroundthehouseonline.com. And of course, you can message me there or on social media as well. And we can make sure and include that in an upcoming show. All right, everybody, have a great rest of the week. We got a great best of this weekend. That's a fresh run. A rewind to 2023 in the December month for some great stuff that we haven't talked about since, and it'll be a fun show ahead. So you probably missed it being in December, so it's going to feel like a new show anyway. So that'll be fun for you guys. And of course, thanks for tuning in. I had a great one yesterday. Stay tuned for an episode that I did with Cam Anderson from Blacktail Studios on his house. We got a fun collaboration going there. That'll be edited up and going here soon, so I'm looking forward to that. We'll see you guys this weekend on the radio show and podcast, and of course, you will see us brand new show next week. I'm Eric G. I really appreciate you guys for tuning in. Thanks for catching Around the House.
Make sure to follow us on social media. Just head to aroundthehouseonline.com for all the links. Make sure you check out our new YouTube channel. Just type in at Around the House with Eric G and click subscribe and ring the bell for updates. We will see you next time. We're all over the radio. Take my hand, I know where to go. All over the radio with you.
Hey, it's Eric G with Around the House. Are you looking to grow your business? Need a spokesperson for your company? Maybe an MC for an upcoming trade show? Or maybe you want to up your game and shoot some promotional videos? My team of experts would love to chat with you. Head to aroundthehouseonline.com and fill out the contact us form, and we'll set something up. Thanks for listening to Around the House.